This is The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Beat. I am your hostess, Oshie, and with me I have...
Lieutenant Chad Barton with the Charleston County Sheriff's Office.
Lieutenant Barton. So, we are here today to talk about dive team.
Yes, ma'am.
So, it's not competitive diving, right?
No, we are not an Olympic sport, thank goodness.
There'd be a lot more speedos involved, I
think. Absolutely. But we have 12 rescue divers assigned to the dive team, and we have also one position that's a tender. So, we have 13 members combined.
Wow, that's a big group of people.
It is. So, Charleston County, as you know, is a coastal town. We have over 90 miles of coastline that we're responsible for. And so it's a large undertaking, but we're very blessed that we have good members and we have good equipment to assist us in our endeavors.
So if someone wanted to be on the dive team, what kind of training do you guys have to go through?
So you have to be proficient as a swimmer, naturally, being in the water. The candidates are taken to the pool, and we make them swim 200 yards, and it's not timed, and then we have them tread water for a period of up to 2 minutes. And it just gives us a good baseline if they would be a good candidate for the dive team.
So with diving, I imagine you guys have to use a lot of equipment.
We do. We have dive computers, which are attached to our mask. And those computers allow us to, of course, navigate because the water in Charleston is brackish. So you have zero visibility. Almost if you were to turn the lights off in front of us, that's what the visibility looks like for divers. So we're able to, we have a compass so we can navigate. And of course, we get information such as water temperature, depth. Of course, we have members of the team that are trained to work on the equipment, so we can do a lot of in-house service for our equipment, which is nice.
So the dive computer, what does that look like on your mask?
It's digital, so basically it's small. It attaches to the side of your mask, and basically, which is nice because it's one less thing you have to fumble with or try to locate. And basically, you're able to read the information through your mask, and of course, it's easy to ascertain anything you need. So it's very compact, which is nice.
Sounds very futuristic and cool.
It is. We have some cool things. So, and naturally, we have different types of wetsuits that we wear. We have, depending on the amount of thickness, we have a 3 millimeter wetsuit, a 5 millimeter, and we also have a dry suit. So dry suit is when the water conditions say are around 60 degrees because we dive all year round. So when it's cold outside, we don't take a break. And the dry suit is nice because it basically shelters you from the water. So in theory, you're not supposed to get wet, and then you wear insulation underneath. So when you come out of the water, you're completely dry, which is nice. And then of course, the other wetsuits we use, depending on the water temperature, 3 millimeter, 5 millimeter, that's what we wear most of the time because fortunately we don't have cold winters here in Charleston.
So how did you decide that you wanted to be a diver?
So back in the day, many, many moons ago, when I was in college, I lifeguarded. And so at a water park. And so I've always loved the water, been around the water growing up. So I joined the dive team in 2014-ish, maybe. And so at that time, Captain Ford was on the team with Deputy Krause, who you interviewed a few weeks ago. And so I was able to learn a lot of good techniques from those gentlemen. And it just evolved where Captain Ford decided to move on. So I took over the team in January. So it's fun. I enjoy it. We're very fortunate that because of the equipment we have and the technology and the amount of divers, a lot of agencies will call on us to assist with them. So, and that includes offshore. So we go every year offshore, we take the guys offshore, and we go about 15 miles offshore, just in the event that if we had to do it, the guys are comfortable. Because offshore diving is different than diving here in the harbor. So
we've talked a lot about the different tech you guys have and how great our people are and the different training that we go through.
Right.
So let's get a little bit more into the nitty-gritty of why we have a dive team. Why are you guys so important?
So we're called the underwater recovery team, URT for short, but technically it's the dive team. But we assist, for example, the Criminal Investigations Division. We assist them on a routine basis. So, for example, we may be searching a retention pond for a weapon. We may be searching a retention pond for a body. Mm-hmm. We may be searching a boat landing for a vehicle that's been stolen and submerged. Could be a missing person that's gone, and we're searching the different boat landings in Charleston County to find the vehicle. So, you know, a lot of times we're requested by SLED, for example, to, when Navy ships come in, we will do security sweeps of barges and or docks to make sure there's no explosive devices that are present. So we do that a lot. The Cooper River Bridge run, we always dive that prior to the run to ensure that the bridges are safe, that there's nothing, you know, adjacent to the diamonds. So we stay busy. And like I said, we do get requests from other agencies to assist them also on a regular basis.
So you check for ordinances as well. Mm-hmm. So do you have to have an additional, like, ordnance disposal certification, or, like, are bomb guys also right. dual certified?
So we do have bomb technicians with the sheriff's office that do have their dive certifications. Mm-hmm. And generally what happens is our divers that work for me, we are not certified as bomb technicians because we have no desire to be certified.
Right, that's quite right. a thing
that's,
to be.
Yes, it is. So what we do is if we're on a mission where we're looking for explosive devices, we'll have a member of the bomb team with us to assist in the event we find an ordnance, and then we turn it over to them. Or we may have SLED with us. Their divers are also certified as bomb technicians. And so if we do have a mission where we're looking for ordnances, we will, if in the event we find something that's suspicious, we'll turn it over to the proper authority. So
the proper authorities.
Yes, absolutely.
Outside of your authority.
Right.
Well, that's exciting. I've heard a crazy story from a lady who worked at dispatch who said there was a woman who picked up a deer on the side of the road that she thought was dead, put it in her car, started driving, deer woke up, kicked her in the head, she drove into a marsh, and CCSO responded. Can you confirm or deny?
I can't confirm that story. I can confirm you that we have many vehicles that drive into marshes. So I don't know if there's a magnetic attraction with cars and marshes in Charleston. But I will tell you that we routinely are called to assist with wrecker services to remove vehicles. That's a big part of our job. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to say, how does this happen? But we do have vehicles when people go to boat landings to put their vehicle, their boats in the water, and for whatever reason, they forget to put the vehicle in park, and the next thing you know, the vehicle is in the water. So we have had calls to remove vehicles like that. So
I wish I could say I'm surprised, but I'm absolutely not even a little bit surprised.
No, we had to assist Mount Pleasant a few years ago. Two young kids borrowed their dad's van, and they took the John boat, put it in, and forgot to put it in park, and next thing you know, the John boat's in the water, the van's in the water, mom and dad aren't happy, but it happens. It happens, so.
More often than.
Yes, more than you would believe.
More
yes.
often than not. Yes. No, that just immediately makes me think of that crazy, even with the van on Myrtle Beach that they just like drove into the
yes.
water.
Yes, yes, yes. You question people's decision making, but it comes with the territory.
So what is the most fun that you have on Dive Team?
I think it's the relationships. Like I said, I've got 12 divers and I've got one tender. And a tender position is basically someone who works on the shore and they assist the divers getting ready with their gear. And also they operate the communication system. So what's neat with our equipment is that we can actually talk to each other underwater, like you and I are having a conversation now. So
I gotta get in one of these dive suits. This sounds so cool.
Yeah, well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll do a second segment. And we'll come in, and I'll let you dress up. How's that?
I'll do it. It'll probably be, like, so heavy.
No, you'll be fine. But we're able to talk to each other, which is vital because, you know, you talk about diving. People assume you're in the Bahamas, and it's, you know, 40 feet of visibility, and you've got turtles and colorful fish, and that's not here. But that plays a vital role in our safety, so we're able to communicate with each other, which is important. But she operates that equipment for us, and like I said, she helps the divers get ready. But we have a good time, just the relationships, getting to know each other and going on trips and things. So that's, I think that's the funnest part.
So, I mean, you were saying the visibility is pretty low. Mm-hmm. Say on the off chance there's a predator mm-hmm. in the water, how do y'all keep yourself safe in that situation?
So we always dive in pairs of two. Mm-hmm. We're, no diver is allowed to go in the water by themselves. Mm-hmm. So we always have two primary divers, and we have a safety diver. So technically a pair of three, but the two divers in the water are always together. They're always communicating with each other. And so as far as protection, we do have some good lighting systems that we utilize, and you have to just because of the darkness of the water. And of course, all the divers carry a minimum of two knives with them. Now, I know I say knives and you're facing an alligator or God forbid a shark, but unfortunately, you know, we can't carry a shotgun or a patrol rifle under the water. It doesn't work that way, but knock on wood, we've been very fortunate. We haven't had any divers that have been injured by any wildlife. So
that's interesting. Well, and I imagine if anything did happen, those predators are used to being the biggest thing in the water, and you just swing once.
They are. Now, right? I will say that at times you will bump into things because you can't, like I said, your visibility basically is limited to right here in front of you. So you can't really see what's to the left, to the right, or behind you. So if you're swimming and bump into something, you just kind of cross your fingers and keep...
You are not selling me on this.
No. Well, just give me a chance. Don't say no yet. But no, we've been very fortunate. So no reports of any injuries from wildlife.
Well, good. And I hope that there aren't, because then you'll have to retaliate. And we don't want
retaliation
against the wildlife.
Exactly.
There. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do for CCSO. I learned a lot about the dive team. I'm excited to get into that suit.
We will do a part two, and I will bring in the gear, and we'll let you dress up, and yeah, we'll have a good time.
As long as I don't have to go in the low visibility water and potentially bump into unknown objects, I'm good.
No, it's put it on your bucket list.
I don't know. No? I don't know. Well, thanks again.
You're welcome.
And if you guys are interested in anything with the dive team or wanting to learn more, there's people who are in Citizens Academy already. We'll have another one coming up. You can check us out on our website. And I don't know. Do you have anything else that you want to tell the people of Charleston County?
The only thing I would say is, being a coastal town, if you're not proficient as a swimmer and you're around the water, please utilize a life vest. Please don't drink and drive if you're operating a motorboat. Just be careful around the water. We unfortunately are called out to many instances where people have passed due to just not being able to swim. And mm-hmm. so they may be on a sandbar and the tide comes in and they get swept away. So just use some good common sense.
Utilize your flotation devices.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you look lame in them or not, they'll save mm-hmm. your life.
Right, even the little armies, the swimmies, yes.
The wings. Oh, I'm totally gonna get a pair of wings now.
Yes.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for tuning into The Beat.
This has been The Beat, a conversation about the Charleston County Sheriff's Office and our community. I'm your host, Oshie Alford. Look for future episodes by following the Charleston County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.